各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
我们创世纪的查经上次查到第十一章，就是巴别塔的教训。
Last time we talked about the chapter 11 of Genesis, which is the Tower of Babel.
那从第一章到十一章，可以说是一个上古的历史。
From chapter 1 to chapter 11, it could be said as the history of the ancient times.
从12章一直到最后的50章。
From chapter 12 on to chapter 50.
就是记载到选民蒙召的历史。
It records the history of the calling of the people.
所以从12章开始就先提到亚伯兰蒙神拣选。
So from chapter 12 on, it talks about the call of Abraham.
昨天我们晚上就根据第十二章的第一节到第九节，这一段圣经就谈到真神选召，怎么样来选召亚伯兰。
Last night we talked about from chapter 12, verse 1 to verse 9, and how the Lord chose Abraham and the qualifications.
在这段圣经里面提到一个蒙召的条件。
Here it talks about the qualifications that God required for you to be called.
神拣选的是亚伯兰一个人。
God chose Abraham and just himself.
他虽然随着父亲他拉从加勒底的乌尔来到哈兰。
Even though he came with his father Terah to this place.
但是神不是拣选他拉一家人，而是拣选亚伯兰一个人。
However, God did not choose Terah and his family, but chose Abraham himself.
然后由他一个人成为一个族。
And from him, Abraham, it became a group of people, a nation.
成为一国。
And they became one people.
成为属灵的国度。
And this people became the people of the heavenly kingdom.
那神拣选亚伯兰要他必须来例行几件事情。
God called Abraham and told him to do a few things.
他必须要离开这个本地本族以及父家。
He must leave his land and his father's house and his people.
到神指示他所要去的地方。
And he must go to the land that God will show him.
本地就是加勒底的乌尔离开本来的信仰。
And this place that he was from was Ur, where he was, where was his home.
因为加勒底的乌尔是拜他神的，其他的神不是拜天上真神的。
Because Ur was a place where they worshipped idols and not the true God.
是拜偶像的地方。
It is a place where they worshipped idols.
要亚伯兰离开这种错误的信仰。
And God wanted Abraham to depart from this wrong faith.
就是在今天呢，许多人信了耶稣，信了主，敬拜独一真神。是对的。
Even today, many people have come to believe in Lord Jesus, and this is correct.
但是，怎么样才是对的信仰？
But what kind
正确的信仰
is the right faith?
主耶稣来成全了这个救恩。
Lord Jesus came to fulfill the salvation.
特别吩咐门徒。
And he asked the disciples of this.
一个人要得救赎，要能够进神的国，必须从水和圣灵生。
He said, for a person to enter into the kingdom of heaven, he must be reborn of the spirit and the water.
所以马太福音28章的20节，最后1章1节，主耶稣就这么说：我所吩咐你们的，都要教训他们遵守，我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Therefore, in the last verse, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, it says, "And teach them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
虽然今天很多人啊，信耶稣，教会啊，到处林立。
Even though this, today many people go to churches and there are many churches around.
但是他们所传的，如果没有按照主所吩咐的啊，门徒使徒所教训的这样去遵守。
But what they teach, if this was not what the apostles and what Lord Jesus has set example for them,
那都是错误的信仰。
Then these kind of faith is wrong faith.
所以马太福音呢、啊，啊七章二十一节，主耶稣才说，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的，不能都进天国。
Therefore, Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, it says, "Not all those who call unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven."
啊，唯独遵行我天父旨意的才能够进去。
But only he who does the will of my Father can enter.
哦，那神天父所定的旨意是什么
？So what is His will of the Father?
怎么样行才可以进神的国
？And how must we do to enter into the kingdom of heaven?
就是主耶稣所说，要从水和圣灵生。
And this is what Lord Jesus have told us, to be reborn from the water and the Spirit.
哎，使徒就按照主耶稣吩咐的怎么样啊，去教训人遵守。
The apostles took these teachings and passed it on to the people.
所以犹太人的使徒彼得就是这样啊，教训大家遵守。
And this is how the Jewish apostle Peter taught the people.
所以使徒行传二章三十八节啊，三十九节说你们要悔改。奉耶稣基督的名受洗，使罪得赦。
And therefore, in Acts chapter 2, verse 28, it says you must repent and so that your sins can be amissed.
还要领受应许的圣灵。
And you must also receive the promised Holy Spirit.
就是从水和圣灵生。
And that is to be reborn from the water and the Spirit.
外邦人的使徒保罗也是这么讲。
The Gentile Apostle Paul said the same thing.
都是照主耶稣吩咐教训大家遵守。
And he had commanded the people as he was commanded by Lord Jesus.
彼得书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
啊，一个人要得救，要蒙神称义，不是靠着行为，靠着行律法。
That a person is not deemed righteous by the law.
乃是因着神的怜悯
But it is through God's mercy.
然后借着重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新
And they must go through the renewal of the water, the birth, and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣经指示我们一个人得救是本乎恩也因着信
So the Bible tells us that a person is saved by grace and also by faith.
哎怎么样得到神的怜悯就是相信神
How do
接受照神的话去做
How do we receive the mercy of God is that we have to have faith in God and obey his commands
然后接受重生的洗礼和圣灵的更新
And to receive the water baptism and also the renewal of the spirit
如果没有按照主所吩咐的使徒所教训的这样去遵行那就不能进神的国。
If we do not do according to what the apostles have taught us, then we cannot enter into the heavenly kingdom.
啊，所以马太福音七章二十二节以下，主耶稣继续说。
So from Matthew chapter 7 verse 22 on, Lord Jesus continued to say.
当那日就是主耶稣再临的时候。
That on that day, that is the day that Lord Jesus comes again.
许多人要对主说。主啊主啊我们不是奉你的名传道奉你的名啊，行义能赶鬼吗
Many will say Lord Lord did we not prophesy in your name and in your name drive out the demons
但是主耶稣说我就要明明的告诉他们
But Lord Jesus said that I would tell them clearly
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧
That I never knew you, so be away from me, evildoers.
我从来不认识你们。
I never knew you.
这些人天天呐、啊、虔诚敬拜神，主啊主啊，向神祷告祈求。
These people worship God every day and call unto Him, Lord, Lord.
并且热心善尽信徒的本分， 到奉主的名到处去传道。
And they're very zealous and met the duties as a member, and they spread the gospel.
并蛮有权柄能力的哦，能够赶鬼行异能。
They have much authority that they can drive out demons.
主耶稣为什么说他们是作恶的人呢？
Why did Lord Jesus call them evil doers?
为什么说我从来就不认识你们呢？
Why did he say that he never knew them?
是因为他们没有遵行天父的旨意。
It is because they did not do the will of the Father.
没有按照主耶稣指示的得救的方法啊，这样去行。
They did not do as Lord Jesus had told them to do, the way of salvation.
就正如主耶稣啊，在马太福音二十三章所说的，你们到处啊啊啊，你们走遍洋海陆地，勾引人入教，却叫人成为地狱之子。
Just like in Matthew chapter 23, Lord Jesus said that you have preached to people the wrong teaching and you have led them into hell.
虽然你们热心传福音，带领人信主，并没有把人带到神面前来。
Even though you're very zealous in evangelizing, you do not bring these people to God.
道就是路啊。
The truth is the way.
你道理传错了，等于路走差了。
If you preach the wrong truth, that means you do not have the right way to heaven.
不是把人带到主耶稣面前，反而呢，使人成为地狱之子。
You did not bring people to Lord Jesus, instead you brought them to hell.
很多人是盲从的。
Many people follow blindly.
带领的人怎么样走，他就跟着带领的人走。
And they will follow wherever the leader goes.
结果呢？都走错路了。
In the end, all of them will fall on the wrong path.
使更多的人成为地狱之主，所以主耶稣才说：“你们这些作恶的人。”
And they led more people to become the sons of hell, and this is why Lord Jesus called them evil doers.
一个蒙神选召的人，必须要离开本地，就是错误的信仰。
A person called by God must leave his place, and that is the place that
he
had the original faith.
本族,
he must leave his people.
就是啊，他们在加勒底乌尔，他们这个族里面呢，他们的风俗、文化习惯。
And that is the culture and traditions they had in Ur.
啊，我们必须啊，信了主，我们必须把以前啊这些啊。不合乎神旨意的风俗习惯必须要把它弃除。
After believing Lord Jesus, you must cast aside all the traditions and cultures that are against the Bible.
再来离开父家。
And next, he must leave his father's house.
就是离开人情的束缚。
And that is to leave the captivity of the bondage of relationships.
当亚伯拉罕啊亚伯兰蒙神选召，从加勒底的乌尔蒙神选召来到哈兰。
When Abraham was called from Ur to Haran,
一个最大的阻挡就是他的父亲塔拉。
One of the biggest obstacles was his father Taran.
塔拉死了。
Taran has passed away.
这个阻挡弃除了。
Then the obstacle was taken away.
这个时候神向他显现。
And at this time God appeared to him.
就是创世纪十二章第一节开始，神就再继续向他显现，吩咐他该怎么做。
And that is the beginning of chapter 12 verse 1. God appeared to him, telling him what he should do.
离开父家，脱离人情束缚。
That he must depart from his father's house to depart fromthe boundage of relations.
亚伯拉罕啊，脱离这个人情啊，很多次的。
Abraham had left this relation many times.
首先是父亲撒拉，他呢
？The first would be his father Terah.
再来以罗德，离开罗德。
Next would be his nephew Lot.
再来就是离开夏甲以实玛利。
The next would be Hagar and Ishmael.
罗多是争闹的，以他的牧人跟亚伯兰的牧人争这个 牧人，所以啊，他就离开罗德。
Abraham left Lot because his shepherd and Lot's shepherd disputed over land.
再来就是离开夏甲跟以实玛利。
Next, he had to leave Hagar and Ishmael.
啊，夏甲以实玛利是属乎啊仁义血气的。
Hagar and Ishmael represents what is of the flesh and what is of the human will.
因为亚伯兰听了他妻子撒来的建议啊，啊，以用人的意思要来成全神的旨意，要得到子孙。
Because Abraham listened to his wife Sarah as to how they can achieve God's will through men's ways.
所以当应许的啊、这个儿子以撒出生之后
，So after the promised son Isaac was born，
哎，到他断奶的时候
，Till the time he was weaned。
圣经没有记载他几岁断奶。
The Bible did not record at what age he was weaned。
我们定他三岁好了。
So we can assume that he was 3 years old。
那当时以实玛利亚大他14岁，就已经呐17岁了。
Ishmael was 14 years old and Isaac, so at that time he would be 17。
哎，神就却吩咐亚伯兰要照他的妻子撒来的意思。把这十尼和这个以实玛利赶出去。
God had commanded Abraham to obey his wife Sarah and to cast out Hagar and Ishmael.
所以这个亚伯兰呐、啊，心里非常忧伤。
So Abraham was very sorrowful in his heart.
因为以实玛利啊，是他没有孩子的时候。借着使女夏甲所生的，从小就跟他随着在他面前长大，天天叫他阿爸阿爸。
Because Ishmael was the son that Abraham had with Hagar when he did not have any children.
哎，神竟然吩咐他要把他赶出去。
Yet God commanded him that he should cast out Ishmael and Hagar.
因为这是从仁义、从血气生的。
Because Ishmael was born from the human will.
哎，从应许生的，才要成为你的儿子，才能够承受产业的。
And only the son of promise can have your inheritance.
啊，所以加拉太书第四章，保罗啊就提到这件事情。
So in Galatians chapter 4, Paul mentions this.
因为属血气的逼迫那应许生的，就是属灵的。
Because the one of the flesh will persecute that of the spirit.
今天也是一样。
And this is the same for today.
我们真耶稣教会是靠着圣灵啊，应许的圣灵所建立的教会。
True Jesus Church was established by the promised Holy Spirit.
在我们之前虽然有很多教会。
Before us, there were many churches as well.
啊，但是使徒教会也是一样，凭着神的应许降临的圣灵建立的教会。
In the Acts of Apostles, it is the same. They established a church from the promised Holy Spirit.
但是使徒的教会到最后就进入信仰的冬天了。
But the apostolic church later entered into the winter of their faith.
整个教会真理被改变了，教会属化败坏了。
In the church, the truth was changed and things become deviated.
虽然有马丁路德起来改革宗教，但是非常可惜，那个时候应许的圣灵还没有降临。
Even though Martin Luther King came up to revolutionize the faith, however, at the time the Holy Spirit had not descended.
他的精神改革宗教的精神是值得我们来赞扬。
This theory that he stood out to revolutionize a religion, it is something that we can look up to.
可惜的就是因为应许的圣灵还没有进来，不能得到圣灵的启示，所以仍然承受了这个天主教一些遗传的信仰。
However, because the Holy Spirit has not come, and therefore they still adopted some parts of the Catholic faith.
所以到主耶稣再临的时候，
So when Lord Jesus came again,
这些凭血气 所生的将来还要被赶出去的。
Those that are born in the flesh of the human will must be cast out as well.
所以我们今天呢一样，我们要蒙神选召，我们必须呀要脱离人情。
Today is the same. If we're to be chosen by God, we must be segregated from these bounds of relations.
要不然一个最痛苦的离开就是把以撒献给神。
The most painful decision was Abraham having to sacrifice Isaac.
哇，这是一个非常痛苦的经历哦。
This must be a very painful experience.
比离开这个以实玛利让他更加痛苦。
This was even more painful than leaving Ishmael.
但是这是神要试炼亚伯拉罕的信心。
But this is how God wanted to test Abraham's faith.
亚伯拉罕确实啊，能够脱离人情。
Indeed, Abraham can escape this bound of relations.
能够尊主为大。
And he can respect the Lord.
神所一切所吩咐，他就照样做。
He can do everything the Lord has commanded him.
这就是亚伯拉罕信心的最高峰。
And this is the peak of Abraham's faith.
结果神看出亚伯拉罕呢对神啊这种敬畏的心。
And this is how God can tell this heart of reverence Abraham had.
是预备的卡在树枝上的羊羔来代替的以撒。
And therefore he provided a lamb that was to be offered instead of Isaac.
所以以撒在亚伯拉罕的眼中这从出门到献祭三天的路程，以撒在亚伯拉罕的心中已经是死的，已经把它献给神了。
During this journey, the three-day journey from home to the place they made the sacrifice, in his heart, Abraham
神所要的我就给
had already sacrificed his son because God wanted him to sacrifice Isaac.
所以路加福音十四章二十六节
So in Gospel of Luke, chapter 14, verse 24,
主耶稣说爱我要能够胜过自己的父母、妻子、儿女弟兄姐妹甚至自己的生命否则你就不配做我的门徒
In verse 26 If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother his wife and children his brother and sister yet even his own life he cannot be my disciple
好像神对我们这种要求太过分了
It seems like this is a very great expectation God has of us
我们要爱神我们要舍弃自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄姐妹，甚至自己的生命。
That we must love God to a point that we're willing to sacrifice our parents, our spouse, our children, and our brothers and sisters, and even our own life.
其实，神对我们这个要求没有过分。
In reality, this is not too much to expect from us.
因为一切都是属乎神的，甚至我们的生命也是神。
Because everything depends on God and is of God, including our life.
主耶稣为了爱我们
Lord Jesus, because of his love for us,
他不是为我们舍去了一切吗
Did he not give up everything for us?
甚至他尊贵荣耀的生命都为我们舍去了
He even gave up his life for us.
今天我们有什么不能为主舍去的
What do we have today that we cannot sacrifice for the Lord?
这是一个要蒙选召的人所必备的条件。
These are the qualifications that a person who is to be called must have.
要离开本地、本族和父家。
He must leave the land, the people, and his father's house.
并且要照主所吩咐的到你所还不知道的是要你去的地方
You must go to the land that you have not yet known but God will show you
神要他去的地方是迦南地
The place that God wants him to go is the land of Canaan
迦南地在哪里他从来不知道没有去过
He does not know where this land of Canaan is
没有我们现在有地图有过这个资讯很方便通通没有
they did not have the maps and the communication we have today.
他因着信就照所吩咐的去了。
By faith, he followed what the Lord has told him.
神带领他的路。
And God guided his way.
去到神指定的迦南地。
To the land that God has directed him, the land of Canaan.
我们知道迦南地就预表将来的天国。
We know that the land of Canaan represents the heavenly kingdom in the future.
天国在哪里？没有人看见。
We don't know where this heavenly kingdom is.
哎，这个就是我们的信心。
And this is our faith.
但是神给我们很多的应许。
But God gave us many promises.
让我们对将来天国充满信心。
So that we can have much hope in this heavenly kingdom.
圣经神话语的应验。
The truth in the Bible that came to life.
圣灵给我们的凭据。
And the proof that the Holy Spirit gave us.
我们在信仰上，信仰生活上诸多的体验。
And the many experiences we have in our spiritual life.
这些都是要让我们能够确定有天国。我们将来遵照主耶稣的吩咐去行，我们必然能够。
All of these assure us that there is a kingdom of heaven, and so if we follow the command of the Lord, we can enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以今天我们信主最要紧的就是什么？顺服。
So what is most important today of our faith? It is to obey.
还神所吩咐的，要不然就这样行了。
Whatever the Lord has commanded Abraham, he did as he was told.
这是一个蒙神选召。 所要具备的条件。
And these are the qualifications you must have to be called by the Lord.
那神要也不然这样做，神也给他极大的应许。
God wanted Abraham to do this, and at the same time, he gave Abraham great promises.
我们看回来，创世纪十二章第二节、第三节。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3.
12章第2节第3节
Chapter 12, verse 2 and 3
我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。第3节
Verse 3
为你祝福的，我必赐福给他，那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他，地上万族都要因你。 得福，这是神给亚伯拉罕的应许。
This is a promise that the Lord gave to Abraham.
要成为大国。
That he will become a great nation.
要赐福给他。
And he will be blessed.
要使他的名为大。
His name will be great.
祝福他的要蒙福，咒诅他的要受咒诅。
Those who bless him will be blessed, and those who curse him will be cursed.
也就是他要得到神特别的保守。
And that is to say, he will receive this protection from the Lord.
然后，要叫地上的万族因他得福。
And all the people on the earth will be blessed because of him.
这是神给亚伯兰的应许。
This is the promise the Lord gave to Abraham.
那这些应许有没有应验呢？
Did these promises come true?
他有没有成为大国?
Did he become a great nation?
有。
He has.
以色列国就是他的后裔。
The Israelites are his descendants.
从以撒、雅各，然后雅各所生的十二支派建立的以色列王国。
From Isaac and Jacob, And the 12 sons of Jacob, they had the 12 tribes, and that is the kingdom of Israel.
但是如果我们看今天的地图，以色列小小一个地方，哪有大国？
But today, if we look at the map, the Israelites are of a little number.
但是我们要知道，神给亚伯拉罕应许的这个国度，不是现在这么小小的一个以色列国。
But we must know that this promised nation that the Lord is to give Abraham is not just of the Israelites.
神给亚伯拉罕, 应许的这个国是相当大的。
This promised nation that the Lord promised to Abraham is very great.
哎，我们看列王记上。
Let us turn to 1 King.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
列王记上第四章。
First King, Chapter 4.
哎，这个应许呀，在所罗门的时代就完全应验了。
This promise came true at the time of Solomon.
当然，这个王国也是大卫所打出来的。
And of course, this kingdom was also built because of David.
四章的二十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 21.
哎，列王记上四章的二十一节。
First Kings chapter 4, verse 21.
啊，神应许给他的国啊，是从大河，大河就是。加勒底的乌尔就是现在的啊、这个伊拉克伊朗那个地方全部哦，那是指着大河啊，大河一直来到埃及的边界。
The promised land is from the river and that is Iraq and Iran today to the border of Egypt.
整个中东的国在列王时代所罗门的时候最兴盛的时候完全应验了，成为一个大国。
At this time of Solomon the prophecy came true because they had a great empire、
啊、他要成为大国不只是、啊啊、以色列，还有以实玛利也是他的后裔、啊、
He was to become a great nation not onlyby the Israelites because Ishmael was also his descendant.
神也应许让他成为大国。
And God also promised him to become a great nation.
好，我们看创世纪十七章二十节。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 17 verse 20.
创世纪十七章二十节。
Genesis chapter 17 verse 20.
至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛极其繁多，他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。以实玛利啊，他的后裔就今天啊，这个阿拉伯所有的国家，阿拉伯国家，回教国家。
The descendants of Ishmael were all the people of the Islam religion.
啊，这是以实玛利的后裔。他也成为大国。
And therefore, Ishmael's descendants become a great nation as well.
其实这是属世的国度而。
In reality, these are only the nations.
神应许更大的是属灵的国度。
What is greater in the promise of the Lord is the spiritual nation.
我们看创世纪十五章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 15.
哎，第五节。
Verse 5.
于是领他走到外边，说。你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来吗？又对他说：“你的后裔将要如此。”他的后裔要像天上的众星。
His descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky.
天上的星指着属灵的后裔了。
And these stars in the sky refer to the descendants spiritually.
谁能够数算得过来？
Who can count the number?
神亚伯拉罕的后裔啊，可以分为像海边的尘沙那么多，像天上的星星那么多。
Therefore, the offspring of Abraham can be said as to be as numerous as the sand on the beach and as numerous as the stars in the sky.
海边的尘沙指着属地的后裔。
The sand on the beach refers to the physical descendants.
天上的众星指着属灵的后裔。
And the stars in the sky represent the spiritual descendants.
都成为亚伯拉罕的祖孙。
And all these people became the offspring of Abraham.
啊，真的，神让他成为一个大国。
And indeed, God allowed him to be a great nation.
我们凡是啊，受在主耶稣名下的。通通是亚伯拉罕属灵的 子孙呢。
All of us, under the name of Lord Jesus, we are the spiritual descendants of Abraham.
哦，这个以实玛利的后裔，他也称亚伯兰为父。
The descendants of Ishmael also call Abraham as their father.
啊，这些所有的犹太人也称亚伯兰为父。
All the Hebrews also call Abraham as their father.
所有的信耶稣的人也都称亚伯拉罕为信心的父。
All Christians also call Abraham the father of their faith.
神给他的应许应验了。
And this is the promise coming true.
还要赐福给他。
He will also be blessed.
啊，属肉的福分，属灵的福分。
He will be blessed physically and spiritually.
看创世纪二十四章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 24.
34节。
Verse 34.
35节。
And 35.
他说我是亚伯拉罕的仆人，三十五节。
35。
耶和华大大的赐福给我主人，使他昌盛，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、仆婢、骆驼和驴。神让他在属肉的方面也是大大的赐福给他。
Here it tells us that God has blessed him abundantly in material and physical life.
那属灵的福分更大。
And his spiritual blessing was even greater.
看十五章第六节。
Let us look at chapter 15, verse 6.
创世纪十五章第六节。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 6.
亚伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以他，啊，就以此为他的义。亚伯兰是因信蒙神称义的第一个人。
Abraham was the first one to be justified by faith.
不是靠行为。
He did not do this by his actions.
因为亚伯兰呢，蒙神选召的时候，他的行为还是不够完全的。
Because when Abraham was called, he was not yet a complete person.
他顺从撒拉，顺从人意做事。
He obeyed Sarah and he obeyed human will to do things.
他两次说谎话。
Twice he has deceived.
啊，欺骗埃及的法老，说他的妻子是他的妹妹。
He deceived the Pharaoh that his wife was actually his sister.
啊，不但一次错了又错，第二次呢，对亚比米勒说他的妻子啊撒来是他的妹妹。
Not only did he do this once, a second time he told Abimelech that Sarah was his sister.
这都是啊亚伯兰蒙神称义之后的事情。
And these are the things that happened after Abraham was deemed righteous by the Lord.
是亚伯兰能够蒙神称义，不是靠行为，乃是凭着神的应许。
Therefore, Abraham can become righteous in the eyes of the Lord, not because of his actions.
今天我们也是一样啊，我们能够信主得神称。称义，我们不是靠行为，我们还有很多过犯，很多软弱，我们还不完全。
Today is the same for us. We did not become righteous and become to believe in the Lord because of our actions, but because of the mercy.
所以神也一直啊，要这个亚伯拉罕要追求完全，像神完全一样。
Therefore, God continued to warn Abraham to become a complete person as God was.
看十七章第一节。
Let us look at chapter 17.
创世纪十七章第一节。
Genesis chapter 17, verse 1.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：“我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。”第二节。
Verse 2.
我就与你立约，使你的获益极其繁多。我们必须努力去追求像神一样的完全。
We must work and strive to become blameless like God.
所以灵修是一辈子的事情，不是信了主你就很完全了。
Therefore, spiritual cultivation should be an assignment you have all your life.
所以有时候我们常常对人要求会过高。
Sometimes we have very high expectation of one another.
你信了主怎么可以这样做?
That you have believed in the Lord, how can you do such a thing?
因为人还在追求完全的过程当中。
Because everyone is still in the process of pursuing completeness.
难免有过患啊。
And inevitably there be mistakes.
也不然甚至呢错了再错。
Abraham
犯了同样的错误。
Abraham made the same mistake twice.
但是神包容他接纳他。
But God had accepted him.
为什么他得到神特别的应许?
Why is it that he received this special blessing from God?
祝福你的我就祝福他赐福给他咒诅你的我就要咒诅他。
That those who bless him will be blessed and those who curse him will be cursed.
因为我们得到神应许的人蒙神称义的人我们是在神特别的看顾里面。
Because those of us who have received the special blessing from the Lord were under this promise.
今天的以色列人全世界信耶稣的大概只有一千多人而已。
In the whole world, among the Israelites, there are probably only about 1,000 who believe in Lord Jesus.
他们是这么的硬心不信。
And they're so hardened against believing.
虽然主耶稣在降生在这个犹太地，在那边把福音传开，当时多少人信了耶稣？犹太人信耶稣。
Even though Lord Jesus was born in this land, and at that time, many people believed in Lord Jesus.
哎，但是神的应许不是不是落空了？
Does that mean that God's promise was not fulfilled?
神的应许绝对不落空了。
But God's promise will always be fulfilled.
啊，所以保罗在罗马书十二章里面呢，提到，第十一章啊，提到以色列。这个、外邦人的数目填满的时候这个以色列全家都要得救了。
And therefore, in Romans chapter 11, it tells us that when the number of the Gentiles have been reached, then all the household of Israel will be saved.
他们凭什么得救
？And how will they be saved?
他们都不信主。
If they do not believe in the Lord.
但是以色列人还是好像特别蒙神的看顾
But it seems that the Israelites were especially blessed by the Lord.
我们看罗马书第十一章。
Let us look at the book of Romans, chapter 11.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
罗马书十一章二十八节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 28.
就着福音说，他们为你们的缘故是仇敌，但是呢，就着拣选说，他们为列祖的缘故是蒙。爱的我们看二十五节
Let us look at verse 25.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这个奥秘就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，但是等到外邦人的数目填满了，二十六节。
26.
于是以色列全家都要得救，神的应许必定要应验的。
God's promise will indeed come true.
所以当外邦人的数目填满了，天国的门关起来了。
So when the full number of Gentiles has come in and the door of heaven is closed,
以色列人在这个时候要醒悟，剩下来的所有的以色列人要全家悔改，信耶稣做他们的救主，承认耶稣就是他们的弥赛亚。
At this time, the Israelites will awaken and realize that Jesus was their Messiah, and all those who are left will become followers.
所以神给亚伯拉罕的应许很大。
And therefore, this promise the Lord gave to Abraham is very great.
成为大国。
He was to become a great nation.
赐福给他。
And he is very much blessed.
他的名为大。
His name will become great.
你看马太福音第一章第一节提到耶稣基督的族谱，就太最先第一章第一节都讲亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，就是耶稣基督。
Like in Matthew chapter 1 verse 1, it first mentions that the father of Lord Jesus was from the descendants of Abraham.
所有信耶稣的人都尊重 尊亚伯拉罕为大。
All of those who believe in Lord Jesus revere Abraham.
他是我们信心的父。
He was the faith of the father of the faith.
犹太人说亚伯拉罕是我们的主。
The Jewish people call Abraham their Lord.
哎，这是阿拉伯人啊，回教徒也说亚伯拉罕这是我们的父。
And the people of this Islamic belief also call Abraham their father.
因为他是以实玛利的子孙吗？以实玛利也是从亚伯拉罕所生的啊。
Because Ishmael was also the offspring of Abraham.
啊，你看亚伯拉罕的名伟大。
And indeed, Abraham's name is great.
啊，犹太人、亚拉伯人，所有基督徒，哎，都尊亚伯拉罕名伟大。
And all the people of the Islamic faith, all the Christians, and all the Jewish.
并且使人因他得福。
And the people will be blessed because of him.
啊，加拉太书三章二十九节，凡信耶稣基督的都是亚伯拉罕的子孙呢。
From Galatians chapter 3 verse 29, it tells us that all those who believe are the seeds of Abraham.
圣经提到你的后裔啊，那是单数，就指着耶稣基督，指着耶稣基督使天下万族的人，哎，因他的后裔就是耶稣基督得福了。
And this offspring, this singular word that represents Lord Jesus and many people because of Lord Jesus have been blessed.
对，今天我们信主，我们也要得到亚伯拉罕同样的应许。
Today we believe in Lord Jesus and we will have this promise that Abraham had.
那神给亚伯拉罕这些应许，亚伯拉罕对神呐、啊。有什么样的回应呢？
How did Abraham respond to these promises?
我们看回来创世纪十二章。
Let us turn back to Genesis chapter 12.
第七节第八节。
Verse 7 and 8.
啊，亚伯兰啊，耶和华向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛，从那里他又第八节啊，他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐篷，西边是伯特利，东边是爱。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。第九节
，verse nine。
后来亚伯兰又渐渐的迁往南地去。这里就是提到亚伯拉罕对神应许的一个回应。
Here mentions the response Abraham had to this promise.
在这里记载亚伯拉罕做了三件事情。
Here records three things Abraham did.
就是到处筑坛。
That he built altars everywhere he went.
他来到啊迦南地，哎，在这个伯特这个摩利橡树那里就为神筑坛了。
When he was at the land of Canaan, he built the altar.
后来他迁到伯特利，又在那边为神筑坛。
And when he went to Bethel, he also built an altar there.
他不管到哪里去，就会在那边呐筑坛献祭。
Wherever he went, he will build an altar and make sacrifices there.
筑坛献祭代表着什么？
What does it mean when he built this altar, make the sacrifice?
哎，代表敬拜。
And that represents worship.
哎，代表感恩。
That represents thanksgiving.
赞美。
And praise.
今天我们也是一样，我们信徒不管到哪里去，我们都要筑坛献祭。
This is the same for us that wherever we go, we must have this altar and sacrifice.
不管去到天涯海角，现在有很多啊移民啦、啊，或是啊到外求学啦、啊、就业啦、啊，到那边，我们一样要在那边呢、啊、来敬拜神。
Wherever you go to immigrate, to work or to study, you must worship the Lord there.
啊，烛台要献祭啊，一方面敬拜神，一方面呢感恩神的看顾带领。
In one aspect, you must thank the Lord.For his protection, also praise him.
啊，来纪念神的爱，神的恩典。
And to remember his love and his grace.
啊，要有一种奉献，这个献祭啊，就 感恩的心，这个奉献自己来侍奉神。
You must have a heart of thanksgiving to offer yourself to serve the Lord.
啊，所以约书亚，进入迦南地的时候，也对所有的以色列民说：“我和我家必侍奉耶和华。”
So when Joshua and his family entered into the land of Canaan, he said that he and his household will serve the Lord.
有所书五章十九节二十节。
In Book of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20,
我们也应该用各种智慧啊，口唱心和来颂赞主。
That we must use our lips and use our hands to praise the Lord.
啊，彼此啊啊要来啊，歌颂神，赞美神。
And in these ways, we must praise the Lord.
就是我们去到没有教会的地方。
Even if we went to a place where there is no church.
我们一样的。要能够、啊、没有教会的地方，我们自己可以自己聚会、啊、我们可以唱诗祷告读经来反复思想神的话语。
Even if there is no church, we can read the Bible and sing hymns ourselves and pray to remember God's words.
甚至我到美国 这个圣火谢的教会的时候、啊、哇，我看到一个非常感人的事情。
When I went to San Jose Church in the States, I saw something very touching.
有个信徒搬到那边去。
There was a believer who moved to the place.
哎，他不但来找教会。
Not only did he come to look for the church.
他开始啊，哎，敦亲做好敦亲睦邻的工作。
And he also made a record of the people there.
哎，他学会做一些这个小点心。
He learned how to make dessert.
他就挨家的邻居一户一户的去拜访他们。
And he visited every member.
我是刚刚搬到我们这个社区来。
And he told them that he was the one that just moved to this community.
希望大家都能够互相照顾。
And he asked them to take care of each other.
然后他常常在家里就做开茶办茶会
at home,
请邻居一起来。
At home he will hold many tea parties and ask his neighbors to join him.
他请传道来。
And he asked the preacher to come as well.
借着这个餐会的时候请传道就简短的介绍福音。
And during this time, he asked the preacher to very briefly introduce them to the truth.
大家很轻松的能够互相沟通。
And very casually, they can communicate among themselves.
他就这样子带领了很多人来信主。
This is how he led many people to come to believe in the Lord.
这个就是亚伯拉罕的对神的回应他的表现，到处筑坛献祭。
This is how Abraham responded to the promise of God. He built an altar wherever he went.
再来，他就支搭帐篷。
And next, he built up the tent.
当然了，他是一个游牧民族，到处游牧有草原的地方，他就到那边去居无定所的。
Of course, he was the one that followed wherever his animals went.
就不像罗德挪以帐篷渐渐的去到索多玛，在那边定居，甚至想在那边做官。
He was not like Lot, who moved his tent to Sodom, and there he wanted to become an officer.
这个是教训我们，今天我们生活在世上啊，就好像支搭帐篷的，是做客旅的，是暂居的，有一天我们要回去了。
This tells us that today we're living in this world. It is like we're visitors, we're pitching a tent.
所以我们不要把一切的心血都放在这个世上。
And therefore we must not put all our heart and soul into this world.
我们反而应该不断的思想上面的事。
But in actual fact, we must often think about the things above.
看哥罗西书。
Let us turn to Colossians.
哥罗西书第三章第一节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1
到第四节
to verse 4。
哥罗西书第三章第一节到第四节
Colossians chapter 3 verse 1 to 4。
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节
verse 2。
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节
verse 4。
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，我们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里啊！所以今天呢，我们既然呢，这个旧人与基督受洗的时候，与基督同死同埋葬了。
Today, since we were baptized, our old self had been buried with the Lord.
亚当，你所丧失的属灵生命已经得到复活重生了。
In the spiritual life Adam has lost has been reborn.
所以我们就应当啊，要思念上面的事。
And therefore, we must think about the things in heaven.
我们生活在这世上不过是支搭帐篷的，是做客旅的，是暂居的。
Living in this world today, we're merely pitching a tent. We're visitors.
我们看希伯来书第十一章。
Let us turn to Hebrew chapter 11.
希伯来书这个十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
十三节。
Verse 13
到十六节
to 16。
这些人指着亚伯拉罕以撒雅各他们。
And these people referred to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob.
他们都存着信心死的，并没有得到所应许的。
They were still living by faith when they died.
神应许迦南地要给他的后裔啊为产业，但是呢，亚伯拉罕的太太撒拉死的时候，人埋葬撒拉的地都要向赫人买了，买的。
These people that was Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were promised the land of Canaan. However, when Sarah died, they did not have the land to bury her.
并没有得到应许的迦南地啊。
They did not receive this promised land.
啊，用四百舍客的银子买了，向赫人买了一个啊麦比拉洞来埋葬他的妻子撒拉。
Abraham used 400 shekels of silver to buy a cave where he buried Sarah.
啊，所以这里说他们是存着信心死的，并没有得到地上的应许。
Here it tells us they were living by faith when they died because they did not receive the promised things.
但是下半句说却从远处啊望见，并且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。十四节
Verse 14.
说这些话的人啊，是表明自己要找一个家乡。十五节
15.
他们若想念所离开的家乡，就是加勒底的物，还有回去的机会。十六节
16.
他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。是亚伯拉罕呢，得到了神的应许，他不但到处筑坛献祭，并且到处的支搭帐篷，承认自己在世上是做客旅的，是暂居的。
Abraham, after received the promise, not only did he build an altar wherever he went, he also pitched tent, which means that he admitted he was an alien and stranger of this earth.
他们因着信，并没有啊盼望在世上得到什么。
By their faith, they did not wish to have any gains from this earth.
反而呢，是羡慕那更美的家乡是在天上。
But instead, they were longing for a better country, and that is the heavenly kingdom.
世上没有一个不死的人。
On this earth, there is no one that will never die.
虽然现在生物科技非常发达。
Even though very high technologies now.
发现了人体基因的机密的密码。
And they discovered this genetic code.
人会老会变，是基因出问题。只要把基因修补，哎，将来人类啊，可能活到1200岁。
And they say that a person will age because this defect in the gene, and they can fix this code.
但是传道书第六章提到，人就是活了1000年又1000年。
But in the Bible, it tells us that a person can live 1,000 and twice over.
还是要归于尘土了。
But in the end, he will become to a dust.
我们盼望呢，不是在世上啊得到什么。
We do not look for things to gain in this world.
我们反而更应该不住的思念上面的事情。
But we must continue to long for the better country, the things above.
啊，我们要过着帐篷的生活。
We must live a life of pitching tents.
并且他到处啊求告主的名。
And everywhere he went, he sought the name of the Lord.
要以耶和华为可靠的。
And he relied on the Lord.
才是有福的。
In this way, he was blessed.
这是亚伯拉罕对神啊选召他对神的一种回应。
This is the response Abraham had to God's calling.
今天我们每一位蒙神选召的弟兄姐妹，我们也应该啊像亚伯拉罕一样对神呐、啊，哎，有这样的回应。
Each and every one of us were called by God today. We must also have this kind of response.